Second Perek of Safa Mishnah Aleph. Kol Shor Shemutel Le'epom Ma'achil Le'behemel L'chayla Oifis Mochel Le'nochim. A time that you're allowed to eat, and the Gemara Dashan's Shemutel Le'epom is talking about Mutter for Koyen to eat Truma, then you could also feed your animals, which he seems to hold like this opinion of Rabbi Gamliel we saw before. And the fifth hour, you're allowed to have a no from it and therefore give it to the animals, and also Kohanim, allow to eat it. That's what the Gemara understands. Vishnu? Well, most of the Nofi, you're allowed to tell to a goy because not yet by no, you don't have to take into account that maybe the goy is going to still be painted over Pesach. We'll see later on in the sheet of Beisham like that, we don't pass with it. So up to this man, if there are no, you're allowed to give it to your animals to eat, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. Over is man, no, you're also by no. But afterwards, when the time of Israel no came, which was the Rabbanan from the sixth hour, it's also by no. And Mela, lo yasik, boy, tana the kirayim. You cannot use it to fire a tanner, because that's the type of hanor that's using the chametz to heat up the oven. If you use it, ain't be a chametz till it's reifa. If you use it, says you're required to do because chametz, be a chametz only by fire, burning it. Chachal ma'im afma fire, v'zoy l'ruach o yimashlich l'yam. They say you have another option. You could crumble it and throw it into the wind or throw it into the ocean. The ma'ite, the whole big discussion how we paskin. Is that the minig is to because of the chametz disreifa, even though Iker didn't we pass him that before this man of Israel, no, which is the time that we are burning the chametz, Iker does not have to do some disreifa. There's a minig to do it because of the shittas. On Pesach itself, there are many opinions told that it should be done after disreifa, and therefore, like a chila, on Pesach, somebody finds some offense to burn it.